Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Thursday, May 21, 2026. A Gloucester woman has been honored in Beverly, and we have Ipswich Town Meeting results. Overcast, mid-60s, Highside Gloucester Harbor, 4:01 p.m. Jimmy Pote writes in the Salem News, years ago, Marie Parisi had to perform the Heimlich maneuver on her 3-year-old daughter, who was choking on a piece of food. She thought or hoped at the time she'd never have to experience those frightening moments and feelings again, but the Gloucester resident, who previously lived in Beverly and a teacher at the Beverly YMCA, had to experience that again back on December 16. Once again, she was in the right place at the right time to save the life of a preschool student who was choking on a piece of chicken. Her heroic act was recognized during Monday's Beverly City Council meeting, which included the city announcing May 18 as Marie Parisi Day. The localnews.news is reporting that Ipswich voters approved a debt exclusion for the proposed public safety facility at the polls on Tuesday, but the project remains stalled after falling just 8 votes short of the required 2/3 majority at last week's annual town meeting. Because the $9.8 million borrowing request failed to clear that threshold, the project cannot move forward under the current vote. However, a path to approval may still exist. Rumors circulated late last week that if the ballot vote passed, the select board would call a special town meeting to give the borrowing request another chance at securing that 2/3 majority. Elsewhere on the ballot, it was a clean sweep for all 8 candidates who ran uncontested for the 8 open seats. More news after this break.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Stephen Hagan reports in the Gloucester Times, this Memorial Day, the service and sacrifice of 5 Vietnam veterans and their families who were not only defenders of our nation but pillars of the Gloucester community will be honored as Cape Ann honors all U.S. military personnel who died in service during observances on Monday, May 25. Speeches, parades, and the placement of American flags on military graves will mark the federal holiday. Monday is considered the unofficial beginning of summer. In Gloucester, Monday's ceremony will highlight the 5 veterans who served with distinction during the Vietnam era and their families who have been impacted by invisible and long-term detriments of service-connected disabilities, including exposure to Agent Orange and toxic herbicides. They were coaches, city officials, small business owners, and volunteers. The veterans' families will receive the Massachusetts Medal of Fidelity, established in 2018 to ensure stories such as theirs are told and their sacrifices acknowledged. From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell, Lynn Classical Baseball posted a 3-2 win over cross-town rival Lynn English yesterday. With the win captured the Greater Boston League title. Jaden Berrigan was the Rams' offensive star, going 3-for-4 with a double and triple and knocking home the game-winning run. The Danvers girls softball team edged Marblehead 2-1 yesterday with freshman pitcher Maddie Fuller throwing a no-hitter against the Magicians. In girls lacrosse, Masconomet beat Swampscott 12-7. Freshman Hannah LaCulse netted 4 goals for the now 12-6 Chieftains. It was Marblehead 14, Winthrop nothing. Zoe Dwyer scored 6 goals in the game for the Magicians. Hamilton Wenham improved to 12-2 with a 14-12 win over Newburyport. Rowan Sheckle performed well in goal for the Generals. In boys lacrosse, Manchester 15, Essex Tech 6, Matt DiOrio scored 3 goals for the Hornets. In the pros, the Red Sox were 4-3 winners over the Royals last night. They swept the 3-game series in Kansas City and are off tonight. They'll be hosting the Twins tomorrow night at Fenway Park. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.